Welcome back. I'm David Vann with Sooner Politics. You're watching Weekend Report, now page 3. Don't vape me, bro. This is a personal vaporizer. Now, I'll be honest, it's been used primarily by people who either can't smoke in a particular place or want to try to quit smoking cigarettes, want a healthier version while they're still trying to get off nicotine, or it's for the delivery of something other than nicotine and tobacco products altogether. It's a personal vaporizer. These operate using kind of a gel, a liquid that is heated up, usually with a pretty strong lithium battery, and it creates a steam out of the substance. And it's inhaled. It's not, there's no flame. There's no fire. This is truly a liquid-based, steam-based release of whatever it is that you're deciding to medicate yourself with. And lately there's been an uptick in kids actually deciding to get into vaping and picking up a nicotine habit where they didn't have one. So personal vaporizers are a very good thing, but like any good thing, they can be abused. I know some people at the Capitol who are using a vaporizer because they still haven't kicked their tobacco habit. You see, even if you are getting a full strength of nicotine by using an e-cigarette or a vape or vape device, you're not getting the hot tar that you would have gotten. And for that reason, much of the health risks of conventional smoking are gone. But your addiction still remains. Nicotine is a very addicting substance. Others are using it in concert with their doctor's recommendation if they're being recommended to take medical marijuana. It's a much safer version in some ways than smoking marijuana. And yet, it delivers the medication in ways that are optimal for inhaling rather than ingesting. Now I'm going to get to my point. Senator J.J. Dossett, Democrat from Owosso, had been a career educator. His father was a very well-known, well-liked school principal there in Owosso. And Owosso, like basically every school district in Oklahoma, every school board in Oklahoma, has a policy against kids carrying these vape machines on campus. It gets you in trouble, okay? As it should. However, that's not enough for J.J. Dossett. He wants to turn our legislature into one giant school board, and he wants to make it a crime to be found with one of these vape devices on school grounds. It's overkill, folks. This is not the role of our legislature. It's the role of the local school board and how they handle this. What's going to be one of the most difficult problems from this is it's going to impact everything that ever happens on school grounds. If you're at a football game, if you're delivering supplies to the school cafeteria, yeah, you too, truck drivers, delivery personnel, mail delivery, contractors, everybody in the community who sets foot on school grounds, if you have such a device, you are going to be prosecuted. Now, what's going to happen to you? Up to a year in jail. Up to a year in jail. Would a high school kid get a year in jail for this? Probably not. They get juvie. They might get suspended. Might get worse. But the real punishment for this is not going where it's supposed to be. They're going to go after adults. If your church rents a high school auditorium for Sunday services, this will impact you. Is that the intent? Is that what we really need? Or should we let the school boards handle this in their own way and let the communities decide how they want to handle it? I say J.J. Dossett's bill needs to die. Unfortunately, it was the very first bill to pass out of committee last week. I think it needs to die. I think we need to let the school boards be the school boards. We got bigger issues to deal with, J.J. Dossett, and you need to stop what you're doing. There are healthy ways in which a vape device will do a lot to help people's health rather than harm them. You don't think there's any redeeming value, and I think you are wrong, Mr. Dossett. We'll be back with page 4 after this.